I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
By the way, I love the song no matter what, but yeah.
Like what? Like late night at a bar, you and your buddies or whatever?
Well, I don't know if I'm sitting there dancing with my buddies.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I know you're hinting at. It's like the emotional.
Yeah, but even if I'm on the open road, and I love Journey. I mean, it's not just that song. Yeah. I mean, Journey to me is one of the great bands of the 80s.
I don't know if I can name another one or I'm familiar with another Journey song. Maybe.
Like their greatest hits is, I mean, all those songs are money.
So Sopranos didn't ruin that song for you?
No. No. Somebody asked me the other day, hey, top three Sopranos characters, you can't count Tony. Without giving it much thought, who would you go?
Chrissy.
Number one for me, too.
Paulie.
Number two for me as well. We're going to definitely disagree on three. Do you want me to tell you mine? Or,
yeah.
You know what? You nailed the first two. I'm going to lay out.
Give me your third.
You want me to give it to you now? Johnny Sack.
Yeah, I would not have him up there.
Loved him.
Third one. Uncle June.
Do you like Vito?
Uncle June. Yeah, no, not Vito, not Bobby Bacala. Like, I like them.
How about
like,
Gloria?
I would go, well, I mean, it's a different type of
understood
category. Uh-huh. Go Uncle June, Christy, and Paulie. All right, what do you got for me with the Yankees?
All right, so real fast here, right? Listen, losing is never acceptable. We know that, right? It's never acceptable to lose, but depending upon the expectations, the level of underachievement, and a lot of other things, I think as the anger dissipates, I think we're able to kind of contextualize things and look back and say, yeah, they probably shouldn't have won, right? So you look back at and I'll just take one of the most recent failures. Go back to 2022, right? So against the Guardians, the Yankees won that series barely. They hit .182. Their OPS was .643. Disgusting. They played the Astros, swept, mopped. They batted .162. Their OPS was .502. They literally set records for strikeout and OPS futility in the postseason play. But when you dig deep there and you say, well, you know, if you're rational, well, how did they not beat the Astros? I'll tell you why. Because Bader was playing, Oswaldo Cabrera was playing, Matt Carpenter was playing, Josh Donaldson was playing, IKF was playing, Rizzo, Jose Trevino was behind the dish. So think about the first thing I said. Losing's never acceptable, but when you look back and say, yeah, I didn't really expect to win, and I understand it, there will be nothing to say about this team except it is a colossal failure, it is a massive underachievement, and it is absolutely unequivocally unacceptable if the Yankees don't win the series. It is a flat-out failure.
And even if you slice it, well, maybe we overrated the Yankees, maybe they overrated themselves. Fair enough. Then you just say, well, Toronto built a better ball club. with less resources. I know their owner's rich, but they're not. That's not why they're having success going out there. They tried. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to go there.
Wanted to get Pete. Wanted to get Ohtani.
So the theory then would be Toronto built a better ball club than what the Yankees thought that they built with all their mashers and home runs and analytics and all those different things. The young guys coming up, all the money that they spent on the rotation. The Blue Jays were able to build a significantly better ball club and doing it in a different way that fans have been begging you to do for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long have we been saying, can you get some guys that can put the bat on the ball instead of the strikeout or nothing guys? Because we know it goes to die in the postseason. So again, it would be a failure for the Yankees. Now, I'm not there yet because the series, in my opinion, is far from over. I know a lot of people are writing them off. Hey, look, it could end tonight. Who the hell knows? I'm still going to hold out belief that the way the Yankees built their club as far as the home runs will still come to fruition, at least in these next two games against the Blue Jays.
I think they get to game five, but, you know, Fried, I'm going to be terrified if we get there, because Fried, the other night, was not the only dud he's had the postseason. He's had it with the Braves as well.
Pressure, though, back on them, game five, I mean.
But we'll get there when we do get there. But think about, you know, the transformation. That's why this would be unacceptable. And I just gave you all those names, whether it's, you know, Cabrera, Matt Carpenter. Come on, you guys remember that seat. Josh Donaldson, Jesus.
I mean, they were a joke.
Yeah. They were awful. And that was at the height of my frustration. I think that's what I said, that Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild this team. That stupid thing that I said that I still stand by. But now think about this team and think about how they catch the baseball in the outfield. Think about how they catch the ball at third base. Think about the starting pitching. Think about the bench pieces they haven't had to deploy that they now do. So that's why if they lose, and especially if they get swept, colossally unacceptable.
Yeah, and then the thought about, well, man, what the hell are they going to do to get better? They're relatively healthy. Like, you could say, yeah, well, Cole's coming back. Okay, Cole wouldn't be the problem that they got beat by the Blue Jays. It's the entire lineup. Dominguez, you know, then next year will be about Spencer Jones. Like, obviously, it's a deeper conversation. But,
sure.
But the way out of this, if this isn't good enough, where the manager says this is the best team that he's had since he's been here since 2018, and a lot of us thought the same thing looking at this team, if this isn't good enough, back to the drawing board. Mark is calling from Lindenhurst, New York. What's up, Mark?
Guys, always enjoy listening to you. Thanks for taking the call. So many different directions to go here. Your original thoughts were regarding Boone. If he does something stupid like bring Weaver in at any point, okay, then and lose the game, then I think that's a fireable offense. But, you know, again, anything can happen. I was thrilled to hear that Boston guy say that the crowd affected that fly ball by Bellinger. We need something like that tonight. We need the crowd into it like that all game. It'd be nice to have a laugher, but it also would be nice to Rodon to come up with a performance that is, you know, something we're not used to from him happening all the time. I personally do not trust him.
Yeah.
I know he's had a great season. You can't take it away from him, but there's just something about him I don't trust, and it seems like the littlest thing. Now, they said Pettit worked with him, and his mental approach has been different since working with Andy Pettit.
And you can see it.
You know, he can't let a little thing like a two-run inning affect him or a home run affect him to the point where he's throwing strikes and now he's missing the strike zone altogether. So who knows? You know, I have, and this is comical, but I have one ace in the hole. I got a friend, Chef Dave. He's there tonight. He hasn't lost all year. That's the only thing I can hang my fuck is everything
who needs Aaron Judge when you got Chef Dave? And thanks for the call, Mark. I mean, that's it. Chef Dave. He's the kid.
Whatever it takes, man.
I'm just looking at Bieber. He has pitched against the Yankees in the postseason before, because I was going to see, you know, because that is the thought process, the crowd being nuts and getting on a pitcher, whether he's a veteran or not. If you haven't experienced that before, that has got to be, you know, I mean, an unhealthy, scary, potentially, environment. I've seen so many guys not survive there, even pitchers with nasty stuff.
Pedro,
yeah, I mean,
unraveled there.
Think about it. Some of the best that the game has had to offer here have been chewed up and spit out. So he did, and this was the 2022 postseason that you were talking about there. Let's see, pitched against the Yankees in 2020, but that was at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pitched against the Yankees in 2022. He went 6 innings, 5 2/3, only allowed 2 runs. Now, that was at the peak of his performance as well. But I don't think that the stadium will impact Bieber in the way that maybe others would, because he's already experienced it before.
Been around the block.
Yeah.
He's been around. He's not going to. I'm not saying he won't get a little rattled, but he's not going to implode. I would agree on that. I mean, listen, guys, the one thing that I think we have to realize here, and this is why I have confidence in Rodon tonight, his mental transformation has been pretty stark for me. Like, he's always had good stuff. Even though he had a couple of, like, he would have a great year. This is before he got here. Great year, awful year. Great year, awful year. The results were too high and low for me to really trust him. Although I liked when they got him, when they signed him. What we saw in year one and even early in year two was that he would implode and you could see him huffing and puffing and getting worked up and getting out of his zone. I have confidence that, and maybe it's because of Pettit, that there's been an inner recalibration. So I'm not worried about him losing his bleep tonight, number one. Number two, last caller said, you know, you hope for a laugher. Let me throw this by you. Like, it's my opinion. Sure, it'll be nice if the Yankees come out and they win 9-1. Judge, three-run bomb, you know, Belly, three hits. Stanton, a two-run moonshot. We're laughing. We're chilling. All right, game four, Schlittler, we're good. I actually think it would be more advantageous for the Yankees to win a tight game because I think, like, if I'm Toronto and we lose 9-1, chalk it up, rough game. We'll come out. We'll get them tomorrow. If we lose from Toronto's mindset, 5-4, 6-3.
Like, we had a chance to.
But not only that, you will feel the energy late innings, and that could almost facilitate a little, oh boy, that's what this place is going to sound like if it's tight.
I don't know. I'd like to see what we saw in Toronto, but the opposite way. What we saw in Milwaukee, how they take a commanding 2-0 lead and doing it with that crowd and just the energy there, like, you watch some of these games in the postseason, and you just feel like, wow, the road team has no chance in this game. That's how you felt watching the Yankees in Toronto. That's how you felt watching the Cubs in Milwaukee. Even with the Cubs getting out to a 3-0 lead, the Brewers come right back. I think the Yankees would benefit from that and become a dangerous environment and a dangerous team at home. If the opposite happens, I don't know how you could have faith that this team would do anything.
Do you think that there's a carryover from, even though they lost, the 7 runs and the bunch of hits they put together the other night, emotionally?
I don't think it's going to hurt them. I think, if anything, it would help the Yankees knowing that, all right, well, at least it's not like we got completely shut down here. Carmine is in Morris County. What's up, Carmine? Carmine? Okay, he's not there. John is in Philadelphia. What's up, John?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Hey, first, that A-Rod interview yesterday was phenomenal. A lot of really interesting points. I hope you can get them on in the future. But here's my 2 points for tonight. Me, personally, I think you should sit Stanton, figure out first base. That's probably going to be Goldie. Have Ben Rice be the DH. Bring Stanton off in a situation, maybe against the lefty. I know he had 2 hits last game. I just don't think he doesn't seem locked in this postseason. I think you need to go to someone. Forget about the home run for the time being.
John, they're not good. John, let me tell you, John, hold on. They're not going to do it, but honestly, it's something that I told you I would sit Stanton the other night. It's something that I think makes a world of sense. Even though there's some reverse splittage, so you got to factor that in. That will matter tonight as they put the lineup up. Would I rather see Rice with 4 at-bats and Goldschmidt playing defense and Wells' defense behind the plate and a lefty stick? I myself would, but they won't do it.
Yep, you're probably right, unfortunately. But second point, and I think this is probably more critical than anything, I think pretty much everyone has now pitched against the Blue Jays, at least from the Yankees bullpen. Mm-hmm. The key tonight, in my opinion, is going to be Devin Williams. Devin Williams has not pitched since Boston. I think Devin Williams comes in tonight. Hopefully it's a close game, whether they're ahead or it's a tight game, they're down by 1 or 2 runs. He's going to have to be used in a high-leverage situation tonight. And I hope that the Devin Williams of old comes from last year, I should say. I hope he comes out and he's the rock star that we've seen at points throughout the season.
You might have to use him if you down a run, to John's point there.
The least of my concerns tonight would be Devin Williams.
Yeah.
I trust Williams. Good. And even Bednar, like, I trust him. Okay, could they get beat? Sure, they could get beat. But if you don't trust those guys, like, what are we doing here? It's everybody else in that bullpen that I have hesitation to go to or trust. Mm. It's Rodon, especially against this lineup. You know, I'm just looking at the Yankee lineup, though. Like, that's why, to me, it comes down to the bats. Even if Rodon doesn't have a great game, they have to hit. That's how they're built. Grisham's been awful. .150. Bellinger, .211. Stanton, .150. Big Bad Jazz, who's running his mouth left and right about how great the Yankees are. They have all the best players in the world. .188. When is Jazz Chisholm going to do something? Complained. Bitched and moaned. Pouted like a little baby with his back turned to the media because he wasn't in the lineup. Dude, can you get a hit this postseason? Like, what has Jazz done here? So it's everybody. We don't expect McMahon to do anything offensively. You know, Wells, Volpe, bottom of the order. I know Volpe hasn't been awful. He hasn't been great. He's been better than he was in the regular season.
Good moments for sure, defensively, too.
Sometimes that's the most important thing. When a ball is hit on the ground to the left side, you feel good about it being completed 4 and out.
Well, not only McMahon or Volpe. Yes, not only, yeah, both. It's true. Not only the ground balls, but think about the play when he saved Devin Williams, turned that double play. Think about the snatch, the short hop from Jazz. That was a big spot. So, yeah, no, I'm not worried about Volpe. But now think, now let's push this in a different direction. You just ran through everybody, and everybody's hitting a buck 70 to 210, except the one guy who's hitting 440 who's getting blasted.
And even, but even he is not doing what he's supposed to be doing. It's not just about the numbers, but, I mean, when you're hitting a buck 50 or a buck 80, that's putrid.
But nobody's talking about that. It's always, it's about Judge and Boone.
Well, because Judge has come up in a big spot to change things here, BT. If he, Judge could hit 280, and if he got a base hit against, you know, the with the bases loaded there, and where he chased the pitch, which usually he doesn't do, then maybe the narrative would be different here. Manny calling from Irvington, New Jersey. What's up, Manny?
Hey, hey, guys. Love the show. Absolutely love it.
Nice.
Here's the problem. You're placing the wrong adjectives on these hitters. When I hear the word awesome associated with bums like Trent Grisham, there is a reason why he's doing what he does, because he's a 230 hitter. What else does a 230 hitter do? Most of the lineup is a bunch of bums other than Judge. And that's not
well,
just
Bellinger,
Yankees.
Too. I mean,
that's
come on.
My Mets.
Little respect for Bellinger, little respect for Goldschmidt when he plays.
270.
Yeah, but your point about Grisham's
270 is not awesome.
Well, but in 2025, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you could run.
I'm used to baseball from the 90s, man, where guys like Dante Bichette were bums. And hey, awesome is awesome. Judge is awesome. Bonds is awesome. Grisham is what he is. And that's why you're getting the results you get, because 230 is 230. And in the playoffs, that is exaggerated.
That's a
good
point.
Thanks for having me, guys. You love the show, man.
Thanks, Manny. That's a good point. We appreciate the kind words.
Very, very much so, Manny. Thank you. And as he's sitting here referencing the 230-something average for Grisham, understand, that's about as good as he does.
Yeah, but he hit 34 homers. And that was a big reason why the Yankees had success.
I know, but Sal, think about this. When you hit, now he wasn't playing every day in San Diego, but and he won a Gold Glove too. So we always know we can feel, right? But when you hit, and I don't know if you have the stats. If you do, maybe just pull them up real quick. So you're talking about back to back years. Even if you only play two or three times a week and you hit a buck 80, you're not a good hitter, man. Now that doesn't mean that you're not going to run into some fastballs and hit some moonshot. Even his swing is gross. Like there's sometimes like he swings and hits the ball, and I'm like, wow, all right, he rifled that, but God, is that an ugly, funky looking swing? So when you do, and when you tell the stat, when you get it, just tell me. When
yeah,
you hit,
I got it.
All right, well, so what did he hit the 2 years in a row in San Diego? 180, what was it?
Before he came to the Yankees, 184, 198.
Okay, dude.
And then his first year with the Yankees, he hit 190.
Exactly. So a guy who's hit below 200, not one, not two, 3 years in a row, and hits two, like this is his Rod Carew year. This is his Wade Boggs, Tony Gwynn version. This is his 85 Matty Lee vintage version.
In a walk year, shocker.
Yeah, yeah, true.
He's
this is the best
218.
218. This is the best version of Trent Grisham. I'm not trying to bag on the guy. The guy really has been very influential in the Yankees' bottom line success so far this year. But don't be surprised when he strikes out twice a game against good pitchers.
He's never had a 20 home run season before, let alone 30. And he hit, obviously, 34 this year. OPS, career high, 811. By a lot. In only 59 games, he had an 808 OPS in his second year in 2020, the pandemic year. Career 720 OPS. But we know, okay, fair enough. We know what he's been throughout the course of his career. This year, he was a big reason why the Yankees offense was elite. And if that's not there in the postseason, that's one bit it takes away. Jazz, we could go over him, the same thing. What makes the Yankees so dangerous, the guys in front of Judge, the guys behind him, that was what we were told about Plan B being so much better. Well, where is it? Where is it? If it doesn't show up tonight, you're going home. I mean, that's a huge part of this whole thing.
Listen, I think the Grisham stuff is different than the Jazz stuff. You know, Jazz is a Yankee who's got a chance to be a Yankee for a while. You know, he's a little immature, but I love the guy. I think he's got energy that the Yankees sorely lacked. He's just got a little juice that I appreciate. And by the way, he's diving play against Boston, even though he didn't sprint, and I'm not going to get back into this, but the, you know, the first five or six steps when he was going on the pitch to Wells, the base hit, he still scored on 9.1 seconds. So his athleticism is undeniable. His power's there. He can field. He is a legit, you know, cut below being a Major League Baseball star. Grisham's a guy who's done nothing and is having a good year and is batting first.
You know, Jazz also, though, having a career year and hasn't done anything in the postseason. I mean, that's, you know, that these guys got to get it done. I don't care if it's five games, six games. You got to perform in the postseason. Other teams can do it. Why can't the Yankees hit?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dude, I listened to her on the podcast, which I would never listen to. Like, I'm not listening to the Kelce Brothers podcast. But for some reason, driving back from Saratoga, I had a long ride. I was like, let me check this out. It was like all the buzz. Let me see what this is about. And I thought he came across poorly, and she came across great. Mm-hmm. And she got a fan in me after that interview. And then so much so that I was like, man, I can't wait for this album to come out. And then I forgot that the album was getting released. And then, of course, everybody's talking about it. So I've been listening to it the last couple of days. I love it. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I think I'm a Swiftie.
Well, wait till... Okay, Jerry Seinfeld. Wait for the next one when she has a diss track for Kelce when she dumps him.
That'll be the real... Yeah,
that's her MO. That's what she does.
As I was saying, I'd like to see in 10 years when they do the podcast together how that's going. Married with kids. Get back to me.
Separate rooms.
You two lovebirds. Yeah, exactly right.
Crowbar, like a bar separating
That'll
them.
Be the reality. By the way, tomorrow... Today's the 7th? Today's the 7th.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 10-year anniversary of my first date with my wife.
Okay.
10 years.
Wow. 10 years on the 7th, and we got married. The 8th. And we got married on 10-10.
You got married October 10th? So your anniversary coming out how many years?
That is going to be 10-10, so 15. I know, dude.
That's a lot of time.
It feels like 1 second, buddy. It's going by so smoothly, so easy.
Ooh,
I'd definitely do it again, but, of course I'd do it again. But hey, listen, man, marriage is tough. You got to work at it. Any guy that says marriage is easy or whatever, I don't think they're telling the truth. I think you both have to work at it. That's the honest truth.
Yeah, I just like the feeling that I had 10 years ago. Tomorrow.
Don't say
it. Yeah, I'm just saying, it was a lot different than...
Well, it was new, man. You don't think that she feels the same way?
No, I know she feels the same way. 100%. It's not that, I've lost feelings for her.
No, I
don't. It's just a different feeling. The whole world is in front of you. First date, you're excited. You've been talking. Here we go. And then you start dating. It gets exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And then the engagement eventually.
Yes.
And then the marriage.
And the envelopes at the wedding. That's the best part.
Yeah. Well, right.
Get some scratch.
And then from there.
No, don't say that.
Then it starts chipping away.
No,
the dog.
He just motioned for those who aren't watching on YouTube.
It goes downhill.
Like he was going down a ski slope.
The dog, the kid, the bills, the mortgage, the life, the stress.
Well, I mean, those are real things, and those are things that, that are just never going to go away. But, listen, come on, man. I remember she would fly in from Texas, right? And I would pick her up generally at LaGuardia. So I'm coming in from the Upper West Side, and, man, Even traffic didn't bother me. I'm like, I can't wait to scoop her up, right, man. And I meant it.
And now when she says, take me to the airport.
What's the Uber's number? Nah, stop, dude. Don't pull me into this nonsense. No. But the reality of, like working hard, getting up, two kids, constant practices. What time are we eating? Are we going to cook? Are we going to order in? This one's sick. This one's doing this in school. Yeah. Like, life is a lot. So I think that you just, not to get preachy, but just take the good and, try not to overreact to the bad, that makes any sense.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Did you watch that show?
No, I know.
Did you watch it? You're too young for that. Facts of Life?
A little bit, yeah. I've watched a little bit of it, but not like to know enough about it. But I've seen it.
My sister, I used to watch it all the time. It's actually pretty good. Mrs. Garrett, Blair,
Joe Polnicek. 888-808-1. Listen to the Taylor Swift album. That'll put a smile on your face. It did for me.
You think so?
Yeah, it's uplifting.
Some of her songs were awesome. Of her songs were really good.
There's a song called Wood on...
Wood?
Yeah, Wood on her album. I think you'd like it. No, I don't know. Which is a good song. Oh.
Well, it's the name of the song, Morning Wood.
Hoff, check that song out as well. I think you two guys would be into that. Nick is calling from South. It's true. Nick is calling from South Carolina.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Nick.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I wanted to make 2 points. One about Judge hitting 400. I'll take singles and doubles any day of the week, as long as you got runners in scoring position. He's not come. If when he came up with bases loaded, had he hit a single or a double, it would have been no different than him hitting a two-run home run. He would have accomplished what he was set out to do.
True.
That's the problem. Nobody's saying, Nick, we wouldn't have taken a single there. I'm just saying the singles in the other spots without the bases loaded, that's been the issue.
Well, you need people to come up and do their part, too. And that's part of the problem. They're hitting a shutdown again. They're not working the count. They're just swinging at outside of the zone.
You're right.
It's like they forgot how to play baseball all of a sudden.
Nick, you're so right. Their approach is awful.
And then I want to make one comment on Boone. And it's not derogatory. It's just how it is. Back in 96, you guys were old enough to remember, when the Yanks went down 2-0 to Atlanta, the Atlanta Examiner put out an article by a bunch of sports writers out there that lambasted the Yankees, called them every name in the book, and the one quote that stuck out was, "The Yankees don't deserve to be on the same field as the Braves." That article was Xeroxed and plastered all over the clubhouse when they came back to Yankee Stadium. And it got the players angry. It got the guys pissed off. It made them aggressive. It made them really aggressive. And when they came out, they proved it. They won 4 straight. Now, I'm not saying that was the cure-all for that. Yep. There was a lot of good players. But they did the same thing. You got a bunch of Toronto sports writers and commentators that have just bashed the Yankees. Take those transcripts. Blow them up. Put them in the clubhouse. Remind the team what they're saying about
I guarantee you, Nick, thank you for the call. Good stuff.
Yeah,
I guarantee you that they've done that. I mean, Boone addressed it. You saw it before they played one game. He said, I think Buck is wrong about it.
Yep.
And he said it in a nice way. I guarantee you, off the air, behind the scenes, the Yankees know. That's what we're talking about. Judge knows. What, you don't think that the Yankees as a team know that the Blue Jays have been chirping, whether it's the manager, the broadcasters, whoever, chirping about how what they view the Yankees as? They know it. And then they go out there and got their brains beat in for 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I think that... I'm sure, I can't prove this, but I'm sure there were other times where quotes were copied and left in lockers, and that team got smoked.
Yeah, right.
You know, we remember, and I didn't even know that, actually, that they did that. I mean, I remember what happened. I remember every pitch. It was wild. It was amazing. It was the first Yankees World Series I ever watched. So it was incredible. But it doesn't always work. Like, we can romanticize and say, yeah, they put this on O'Neill and Birdie and Tino and Cecil's stool, and yeah, it worked out. The Yankees won 4 in a row. Fantastic. And I was there for the game 6. It was great. One of the great sports moments, the number one sports moment of my life. But doesn't mean that this group would respond. It doesn't mean that others have responded. That's just one example.
Yeah, also back then, like, you could say that it's similar now, where you down 0-2 and nobody's giving you a chance. Remember, the Yankees got plastered in the first 2 games at home.
Oh, Pettit got smoked in game 1.
And we're taking on a Braves team who won the World Series the year before, and even prior to that, we're in the World Series every year.
Yep.
And I know 93 didn't make it, but still, NLCS. Like, that was a Braves dynasty that destroyed the Yankees in the first 2 games, going home for the next three games.
Yep.
So nobody really thought that it was going to be a competitive series, let alone the Yankees are going to win four in a row.
And that's where what I remember from that is where, you know, George went into Joe Torre's office.
Right.
I think it was after the first game and said, you know, about the way at least lore presents it. Hey, Joe, after they got shellacked, I think it was 12-1 the final. Andrew Jones had two home runs. And George is like, Joe, you better, let's go. You better wake up. And along the lines of, hey, listen here, I hear you, boss. We'll probably lose tonight as well. And then we'll win three straight in Atlanta. We're going to come back, wrap it up in game six here in the Bronx. And that's what happened. That's the way the story is presented.
Well, Torre told us that.
No, I know.
Himself.
But I know.
Yeah. His golf outing. I remember him saying that flat out.
I'm not questioning it, but... is there a little embellishment
maybe.
There? I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, Joe definitely told us.
I'm just saying
told many of you. Yeah, for sure.
I'm not saying that there might not be a little embellishment. I'm just saying that we heard it from Joe Torre himself. Jason is calling from Stony Brook. What's up, Jason?
Guys, fellas, I think both of you are on point with the Yankees, but I want to piggyback this. Sal, you said Jazz did nothing. I mean, did he do something in game two when we beat the Red Sox?
Yeah, offensively.
He's done nothing in the series.
I'm talking about offensively.
Everything's about Judge. All right. Well, didn't he score one of the big runs in the game against Boston that got us going, that fired us up?
Yeah, congratulations.
That's not in the analytics.
Congratulations. He walked.
This is the problem.
Jason, we're talking hold on a sec, though. We're talking about offense. Two different things here. Talk about offense. Jazz Chisholm has not done enough offensively.
The only guy that gets picked on offensively, mostly because he's not clutch, is the best player on the team, which is Judge. There's a bigger problem with the Yankees that they don't prepare right. Before you knew it, because Cam Schlittler pitched the game of his life, that's why we beat Boston. Then we go to Toronto and we get absolutely ramshacked because we are not prepared. We act like we won the World Series because we beat Boston. We go there because, you know, Aaron Boone's listening to Brian Cashman, and those two collectively don't have this group prepared to take on the Blue Jays. And like that last caller said, Vladimir Guerrero's got it in for the Yankees. He's sticking it to the Yankees, and the Yankees do nothing about it because they can't pitch. They don't run the bases well. They swing and flail like they do every year at good pitching. That's why they don't beat the good teams, because they're not prepared well enough. I'm done with the manager. I'm done with the general manager, because last offseason we didn't get Soto, and we reached for everybody else. How's Devin Williams doing in the back for the Yankees?
You think the Yankees win tonight?
They don't have to.
We know the moves they made. That's fine. I got you. You're not happy. Understood. You think the Yankees
Williams
win tonight? Yes
well.
Or no? Do they win? Yes or no?
For the Yankees?
Yankees gonna win
closer?
Tonight or no?
What?
Do they win? Do they win tonight?
Sal. Okay, BT. If Rodon pitches eight shutout innings like Schlittler, we're gonna win.
If he doesn't, we're gonna lose. All right.
So we're going to lose tonight. Yeah, I'll be shocked if we win tonight.
All right.
Shocked.
Respect.
No, we're going to lose tonight.
That's fair. And
I didn't mean to step all over you. Sorry about that, Jay.
He's entitled to his opinion. That's fair. I think differently. But I can understand the frustration. I just don't think he's got his finger on the pulse necessarily. I mean, you're ripping Devin Williams. Devin Williams has been one of the more trusted arms in the bullpen as of late.
He's been very good lately. I do trust him. I trust him more than certainly more than most. I mean, Bednar is good. Williams is good. I trust Cruz more than you, not fully, but I trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's pretty much where it expires. So the thing that I think the last caller was unfair about, but by using the word unprepared, he's telling us the Yankees are not prepared. Do you know how offensive that is? Not to me, because I'm not the one putting in the work. I mean, I'm not the one doing the stuff behind the scenes. Do you know how offensive that is to a professional athlete? Do you know how offensive that is to... Now, we can quibble about the usage and the application and, in the eyes of some, the over-reliance of the analytics and the numbers. Can anybody really tell us with a straight face that the Yankees don't do everything for their players to give them every competitive advantage? That's part of preparing. Now, I know they couldn't bring that pitch machine that they use at home to replicate, you know, the Savage's windup because he's got a very high release point. All right, fine. I don't know that you should need that to have better at-bats against a kid who was an A-ball earlier in the year, but the Yankees aren't prepared. It's one of the they might not be good enough. They're prepared.
Yeah, I mean, does Max Fried need to prepare any more than what he did? His problem wasn't preparation. The problem was results. He got his brains beat in. That can't happen. That's why they lost. You think Aaron Judge isn't preparing? Of course they're preparing. They're not doing the job. That's it. It has nothing to do with preparation.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little boldface truth, boldface lie every Tuesday at 11:40. Hoff, what do you have for us?
All right, let's start off with BT.
Aside from a cold, what do you have for us?
I don't know if it's a cold.
You've been sick for like a week.
Jacked up? I don't know if I'm jacked up. I sound like crap. Is that jacked up?
Yeah,
I thought jacked up means like you're like strong.
Well, that you're definitely
jacked.
Not.
He's strong. He's just not jacked.
Yeah.
You are strong. I don't think you jacked up.
No, definitely not.
Go ahead.
BT, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do this right. Giannis Antetokounmpo will be on the New York Knicks within the next two seasons. Baldface lie, baldface truth.
You got the name right. Okay. It's funny. Sal and I were talking about this before the show. We were going to throw this in. I'm happy you get this up now. So I'm going to say bald face lie. For those who wonder why this is even coming up, it came out today. The Knicks and the Bucks had dialogue exclusive window. The Knicks did not really present a serious enough offer for the Bucks to really contemplate making this happen. Now, what would it take? Well, it would probably take something like Cat and OG and one or two first round picks. I'm just throwing something out. Maybe Bridges, but I wouldn't want Bridges for that contract. So it never got that serious, but I do think that the Knicks will be really, really good this year. So I don't know that they'll be motivated to go back to the Antetokounmpo well to try to get a trade. So I'm going to say boldface lie, but man, he is a hell of a player, dude.
Yeah, Shams had it that it seemed that of all the possibilities, that the only one that Giannis would really be interested in would be the Knicks, to go to the Knicks. Other teams may have wanted them, whatever. The only one would he would be willing to go would be the Knicks. And it didn't seem from the report that Shams had that either team was too interested in making a deal. The Bucks didn't take the Knicks seriously. As far as whatever they were offering, they didn't really want him. And the Knicks didn't seem to be taking the Bucks seriously as far as did they really want to move him. I would say it's a bald-faced lie. I don't think he's going to be a Knick. I just think it's too many. But okay, if he hits free agency and the Knicks, this plan doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
and they could clear it out somehow, I guess it's possible.
Talking about him as a free agent, you mean?
Well, I guess the other way would be what? That he'd have to trade him because he's eligible for the max four-year, $200-whatever million-dollar deal on, is it October of 2026?
I'm checking that right now, actually.
That was something that I read in the article. I don't know how logistically you make it work. I just feel like there's way too many moving parts. Mm-hmm. If you're the Bucks, you're not going to dump him. You also don't want to lose him for nothing. But what do the Knicks have to give up? They traded all the, to me, valuable assets that they would have been able to give to Milwaukee, meaning the picks, in exchange for, you know, Bridges or the cat trade, whatever it may. What could you possibly be sending the other way?
No, you're not going to trade Brunson. And that's where I think it would probably hit a speed bump there. Like, if you're Milwaukee and you're trading Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're basically saying we're going to reset here. So why would you want a 30-year-old cat? I'm with you. The numbers, by the way, just to pay this off and button it up, $54 million this year, $58.4 next year, and he's got a player option for 2027, 2028.
But there was something in there, too, that said, like,
a certain date, he's eligible for the Supermax.
Bingo. If he got traded, then the team would have 4 months or whatever to sign him to that. I just don't think it's realistic. All right, Hoff, what do you got?
All right, well, I don't know if you guys realize, but today is opening night for the New York Rangers.
Oh, yes.
BT and Sal. Well, let's start with Sal. Boldface lie, boldface truth. The Rangers, let's keep it simple, will win tonight the season opener. Boldface lie, boldface truth.
Where are they playing?
The Penguins. They're playing the Penguins tonight.
Mike Sullivan versus old team.
I'm going to say it's a boldface truth. Now, I don't have high expectations for the Rangers this year. I'm a little intrigued to see what a new head coach could do. I thought that was necessary. Try to wake these guys up. I would just blow the whole thing up as far as the core, but they can't. They're limited to what they could do. I'll tell you this. The worst news that we got yesterday from a Rangers fan perspective is that McDavid is signing an extra 2 years with the Oilers, so that takes the idea of him being a free agent off the board. I'm going to say a bald-faced truth. I think the Rangers, no Sam this year. I'm a little bothered by that.
Ah, that's right.
Yankee playoffs tonight, so I'm not going to be watching the Rangers the way that I would. I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth, though. They get going at home against the Penguins.
I want to see a win, but I'm not going to waste anybody's time giving any hockey analysis right now. I am all about the Yankees, so I'm going to let Hoff, who's got his Graves jersey on there, at least give us something that makes a little bit of sense from a bigger picture on the Rangers this year. Just go ahead. I'm curious, because I really don't know. I know they changed a lot. Go ahead.
They changed a lot, but they really didn't change as much as you think, too. Like, they're not any younger. I know that they have some young players that they're bringing up on this team, but, like, JT Miller's still back. I don't think he's as prolific of a goal scorer or a setup man as we think. Last year he was okay. His best years were with Vancouver, so him to be named the captain, I know he's a good representation of what leadership is, but I don't think he's going to be like a prolific goal scorer or a point put upper. So I just think that this team is going to disappoint again.
A point? Did you say a point put upper? What the hell is a point put
up?
Put up points. That's what we do.
The last one for you?
Oh, yeah, good. Thank you.
Point put upper.
Yeah. Ball face live, ball face truth. BT.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley will be the game leader in total yards and touchdowns Thursday against the Giants.
Well, you'd have to think that Brent Fry force-feed him. The passing game is not doing much. He's also a little bit banged up here. I'm going to say bald-faced truth. And did you see, just a little quick aside, you see Jalen Hurts try to go and corral that bomb that he threw in the end zone? Like, he actually sprinted. He threw it like 50 yards on a fly, and then he sprinted to the end zone to try to catch the rebound. I've never seen a quarterback.
No,
it was
wild.
But they're not. He's not on the same page with A.J. Brown. I believe Saquon is just going to slice him up. Ball face truth.
You know, I'm actually looking forward to this game because I don't think it's as one-sided as many people think. Oh, Giants are going to get destroyed by the Eagles. I think the Eagles are now vulnerable. Maybe the Giants can get a win here at home and, you know, pull off a major upset. I haven't checked the line. Have you seen
I'm doing it right now. Finish your thought.
Yeah, be curious with the line right there. I don't know. I'll say bald face truth. Barkley leads. You're saying leads the game or just the Eagles? What are you talking about? Leading
the game.
In
yards and touchdowns.
No, I'm going to say Jackson Dart is going to lead in yards and touchdowns. Now, obviously, even if you count rushing, just rushing and not his passing, but I think Dart will have more touchdowns in that game. He's going to have to if they want to have a chance at it. So I'll say bald-faced lie. I'll take the field against Saquon.
What do you think the number is? Philly laying what?
5.5?
6.5. Close.
Okay. Yeah, I was initially going to go 7, but then I was like, man, on the road, like, that's a lot of points to be laying. By the way, the news on Barkley today, I just saw the Post write about this.
Yeah.
I guess there's a documentary coming out that Saquon, they've been filming for 5 years or so behind the scenes. Not the Giants or not the NFL, but I think, like, Barkley's team of people.
Yeah.
And he's had some scathing things to say about Giants and the way that they handled him and ownership.
Talked about Mara? Mara wanted to keep him.
I know, but he was mad that Mara wouldn't let him pursue trade opportunities.
Okay.
Just from some of the quotes that the Post had on us, I guess they got a preview of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be airing Thursday ahead of the Thursday night game on Prime.
Before the game.
The Saquon document. Juicy. So that'll be a huge year. Yanks don't play Thursday.
Yanks are
they
off.
Do.
Game five will be Friday.
Be today. Right, exactly. Right.
Tuesday, so, Wednesday, perfect. All Friday.
Perfect.
And by the way, I got to watch this. Maybe I'm in it. I think there's a chance that I make a little cameo here.
With what?
In the Saquon documentary.
How so? So oh, remember, with that school?
When the kids had a baseball game at Montville, and him, he hadn't signed yet. Jones had signed.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get some work on the turf field that all the kids went over, and they're both young men, Daniel and Saquon, phenomenal.
You saw the camera crews and everything there?
No, I'm being facetious. I'm just hoping maybe I get a little cameo.
Oh, all right.
The cameras were everybody else with their phones.
We were in that Chiefs documentary. I told you about that.
That's true. I did see that.
BT and Sal on the Fan Ride. That does it for Boldface Truth, Boldface Lie. A little bit later on, we'll have Brian Boldinger on at 12:40. Break down some of the NFL action in Week 5. When we come back, we'll reset down with the king topic of the day. It is the Yankees. What's on the line tonight? Is it more than just a series for the Yankees in this all-important Game 3?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.